But you know, when my husband and I got married, we've been married 8 years. When we got married, we moved to Richardson. That's a little suburb north of Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And we moved there. Richardson had one little shopping area, and that's all. And now there's a whole bunch of them, and there are no department stores in Richardson.
Yeah, my daughter lived in Richardson for a while.
Oh, is there one?
He worked for, my husband worked for Xerox.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved over there to be an area of work, and now I don't think it worked out too good. It was just about far from work. But that was 8 or 10 years ago.
Uh-huh, yeah.
No, about 6, 7 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But it was pretty good size then.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they must have been there when we were there, because they've been there for 8 years.
Yeah.
Then they moved to Denton, is that right?
Moved back to Denton, yeah.
Oh, I see. The kids go to Denton schools, I guess.
What?
The kids go to Denton schools? They go to school in Denton?
No. Her husband went to school in Denton.
Well, I mean, their kids.
Oh, yeah, they go to school out close to where they live.
Uh-huh. What part of Denton do they live in?
Well, it's off of 35, we're going through there on 35, you see, come from Dallas, going into Oklahoma City.
Mm.
They live on the right-hand side, after you come from Fort Worth, come back there. They live out on Josephine.
Oh, yeah.
Jacqueline.
Oh,
Jacqueline.
I don't know that one.
That's a new addition.
Yeah, I know that area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are nice houses, I think. I had a professor who lived out there, I think that's where he lived. Let's see. Back to Barnes. Did they have a special place for the cows to get under when it was raining?
Oh yeah.
What would they call that?
Cow shed.
Okay. What was it like? Can you describe it for me?
Well, it was there'd be a little seed house built about 10 by 10 size of seed house to put the cotton seed in to feed the cow. Mm-hmm. And then they have a shed walled up to the north and the roof over that, and about 15, 20 feet long, the cow stand under there, and then have a lot out there.
Uh-huh.
Where they have a place to drink.
Yeah. What'd they use for a roof? What'd they use for the roof?
A sheet on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What all kind of animals did they have out there?
Well, they had cows. I'm using my grandfather's barn for an example.
Okay.
They had cows and hogs and mules.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some horses, and they had chickens, and they had the usual cat and dog.
Yeah. I've got an old good for nothing dog. He ought to be on a farm. He needs more room.
Yeah.
He's the kind of dog that likes to run away, you know.
Yeah.
That's his thing, running away. Let's see. What'd they call a place where they kept the horses?
Well, they have called stalls.
Okay, was that in the barn or was that in separate?
Yeah, it's attached to the barn.
Uh huh. Okay.
They kept the horses in the stalls and the mules just out in the lot.
Uh huh. I see. Is the lot right there beside the barn, or
uh-huh,
attached to the side of the barn?
Probably be on two sides of the barn.
Mm-hmm,
lot
see.
Would be.
Okay. Besides the barn, did they ever have a special place where they milked the cows outside the barn?
Yeah, the cow pen was separate from the barn. It was would join onto the lot, all right, but it would be the cows wouldn't be in the lot with mules and horses. They'd be kept separate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They milk them out there?
Be into the cells, uh-huh.
Uh-huh, okay.